Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for September 16th, 2014. This is your host, Dr. Brian D. Parsons, and this is a special vacation edition of the Paranormal News Insider. I spent the last week in the Pacific Northwest, north of Seattle, looking for the elusive Sasquatch, as well as some orcas and some relaxation time. While we'll catch up with the Paranormal News next week, I wanted to have a show, so I had to recruit the help of Rex Ritter, the original Paranormal News Insider host from the early 1900s. So this week I present Volume 2 of What If? What if paranormal stories took a different turn in the past? How would this have sounded? Take a listen and imagine what the present would be like if these stories had actually happened. This excerpt is from the Top 10 Paranormal News Stories for 1927. We were only able to find the top three, so have a listen.
And welcome back to the Top 10 Paranormal News Stories of 1927. This is Rex Ritter, your host. The number three Paranormal News Story of 1927 is the capture of the elusive beast called the Giant Panda. Finally proving the existence of this bear-like creature has ended decades of speculation since a skin was discovered in 1869. Now a group of researchers have banded together to search the forests in Northern California to identify the root of rumors of a large human-like ape that supposedly exists in mountainous areas. An expedition is set to take place in early 1928 and will continue for 2 months. And now the number two paranormal news story of 1927 started as the Cave Junction, Oregon flying disc photograph, taken earlier this year in Cave Junction by volunteer firemen. Then in late July, an experimental aircraft, the Boeing TB, a single-engine bomber, was taking a test flight south of Seattle, Washington, when it encountered a similar flying disc. The gunner fired with the M1919 Browning machine gun, but the disc flew away at incredible speed as the Boeing craft sped along at over 100 miles per hour. Numerous witnesses on the ground reported the incident, and it makes us wonder just who was at the controls of this craft. Rumor has it the government is looking into this, quite speculatively. And now the number one paranormal news story of 1927 as brought to you by Gibbs Wooden Toys. Gibbs Wooden Toys features an airplane with aluminum propeller and realistic engine sound, an auto truck and trailer, as well as a tractor and trailer. See our models on display at our New York City agents. And now the number one paranormal news story of 1927. It's the return of Harry Houdini. The famous magician died on October 31st, 1926, sadly after being punched in the abdomen on an unfair bet. Houdini was a debunker of spiritualists and routinely tore apart those who believed in the rubbish of life after death. However, his wife Bess decided to take part in a seance this year on Halloween, marking a year of her husband's death. Amazingly, a coded message that was only shared between Houdini and his wife Beatrice came through loud and clear. And then was repeated again in German, accompanied by a laugh and a proclamation that he had indeed performed the largest escape of his life. Well, life after life, I suppose. Several moments later, he could be heard mumbling and apologizing for doubting spiritualism. A truly remarkable communication session continued as Houdini continued to unleash many secrets that were only known to the couple. During the seance, Bess seemed to doubt what was going on, but was brought to tears when she heard her deceased husband's voice. Experiments are underway to continue this form of communication and are being helped by instructions sent from the afterlife from the great performer and inventor Nikola Tesla has been signed on to run experiments and has won back his rights to communication technology that was owned formerly by Thomas Edison. Edison was unavailable for comment at his Fort Myers, Florida home. And now for your listening pleasure, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Rex Ritter reporting.